YouTube is where people seek fame and attention, but one high school student used the site to escape bullying at the hands of his classmates. In the latest installment of our Graduation Day LA series, Laura Santana reports on a Muslim teenager who dances to his own cultural and religious beat.
Most of high school senior Osman Latif's friends aren't Pakistani or Muslim like he is. They don't follow the strict rules of his faith. He can't date girls, go out on Fridays, or even share a pepperoni pizza. But Osman wanted to bridge the gap between his American culture and his own. He wanted to fit in, and so he took to YouTube. Osman's series of satirical videos made him one of the most popular students at Etowanda High School in Rancho Cucamonga, a city east of Los Angeles.
People still like recognized us as those guys that made videos, you know? So that kind of like stuck with us. So they're always like, thinking, oh, like that's a funny guy, like that's Osman.
In their most popular YouTube video, Indian Dance Troll, Osman and his Pakistani friends danced to a famous Bollywood song at local malls. Within a week, they had 40,000 views.
Oh, everybody at school was talking about it. Like, make more. We made another one, we got 50,000 views.
Indian Dance Troll was Osman's last YouTube video. He wanted to be more than just the funny guy at school. He wanted to get back to things that were more important in his life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
It's Friday evening at mosque. Osman stands with his arms crossed and eyes closed. He brings his hands to his face, then kneels to the floor, his forehead touching the soft rug. He prays. None of Osman's friends have to follow his strict Islamic guidelines. Sometimes this difference can make their friendship complicated.
I think at first it was hard. It was like, dang, I'm going to go to a party. Everybody there is going to be drinking and smoking. I'm going to be the only one sitting there, you know, looking at them like, wow, like I don't drink or smoke. Like, what am I going to do? Assalamu alaikum.
His father, Amir, sacrificed a luxurious lifestyle in Pakistan to begin a textile business in America.
We were always brought up with, you know, having servants at home and, you know, maids, 24-hour maids, you know. I mean, Osman was 4 years old when he came to this country. So we always had a maid for him and his sister.
We're the first family to actually come out to America. The rest are still in Pakistan, and they all have that system of taking over your own father's business. And my dad kind of broke out of that system, you know?
Driving home from school, Osman reveals a struggle that he faced in America that his father doesn't know about. Classmates that bullied him because of his religion.
Al-Qaeda, Saddam Hussein, terrorism, blah, blah, blah. I got a lot of that. Living here, I got so much of that growing up.
Osman was only 6 years old on September 11th, 2001. Even now, he's hurt that classmates blamed him for the terrorist actions.
I was sitting in class and this girl walks up and she was like, you know, you worship the devil. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean I worship the devil? She's like, Allah is a devil. And I looked at her and I was like, do you know anything?
Osman says after all the taunting, making the YouTube videos made him more comfortable with who he is and who he encounters.
I'll make friends with no matter who you are. You can be the quietest, weirdest person, or you can be the loudest jock at our school, you know?
With this and all the other lessons he's learned so far, Osman is happy with his choice to trade in his former YouTube stardom for a more distinguished title, college student. At UC Santa Barbara, Osman will study to become a brain surgeon and, in the future, offer low-cost surgeries to those less fortunate in Pakistan. Laura Santana, Annenberg Radio News.